20 minutes now to 7 o'clock. The dam water storage in the various network of dams in Cape Town is sitting at 76.8%, with the Steenbras Upper sitting at 101.9%, Bergrivier Dam at 100.5%, Steenbras Lower looking at very good at 88%, Tjevadiskloof, which is the biggest one still, sitting at 67%, Voelvlei at 78%, and Wemmershoek at 78%. And there are two questions at hand. When the hydrological year concludes in late October, beginning November, should the city bring us some relief when it comes to water tariffs? But more importantly, would it not have been an opportune time to have already built up another dam or two in Cape Town? Person who's going to help us answer those questions is Dr. Kevin Winter. He's a lead researcher at the Future Water Institute at the University of Cape Town. Kevin, lovely to have you back on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa.
Let's start with the slightly easier one. Come October, November, should the city and the mayor make an announcement that water tariffs have been reduced?
Yes, I think that's a straight answer to that is that if we're sitting with at least 80% of water by the time we reach the end of October, that would be a good move. And I think it would signal the right sense that message that water has been properly managed, that we need a break right now, and we can cope pretty well given the current use of water right now, and hopefully through the summer as well, and prepare for 2020. So yes, in all, I think this should be the right move, but we need to probably wait a little until that end of October.
We consumed 588 million litres of water per day this past week, which still sort of reads favourably compared to more than a billion litres of water per day maybe a year or two ago. My worry, Kevin, has always been the case that if we relax those tariffs, we'll see Capetonians consuming more and more water because it's cheaper for them to continue doing so.
Well, I think we need to test that level, Africa. I think what has been interesting to watch over the last year, and given the threats that we had of day zero, I guess we still are working under that duress, you know, under the threat of that day zero. And we've learned how to save water and adapt. So I think we need to test it rather than sensing this is a threat and therefore that we will start using more water. Let's have a look at it and see what happens. The city can easily revoke that and get back to level three once again if need be. But at the moment, I think Capetonians have learned a great deal, and I want to see how we test that come the end of October.
That decision will be made by the City of Cape Town at the end of the hydrological year, as specialists call it, which is end of October, beginning of November. On to the slightly more difficult question, Kevin. Why has, I suppose, the National Department of Water and Sanitation not built another dam in Cape Town?
Yeah, this is a really interesting question, and thanks for picking up the article that I wrote about a week ago, which is partly related to how we manage our dams, the storage capacity, and how we release water from those dams. And I was referring particularly to the Berg River, and in particular looking at the levels of pollution, particularly nutrients, in the section between Paarl and Herman, which is a section that passes both Paarl, Wellington, and there's finally a water quality station towards the very end that gives us some understanding of how the nutrient buildup is occurring. But to answer your question very quickly here, and this question always comes up when water is overflowing, as it is in the Berg River Dam right now, and there's almost a sense that there is waste, and therefore all that water is going out to sea, and we forget, obviously, that rivers behave in that way, and if that dam hadn't been there, there would be a continual flow of a much larger volume of water right throughout the rainy season that will refresh the Berg River. Do we need to put another dam in? And I think that needs to be debated as well, because it would appear to be that we have more than enough water available at our current usage. But of course, there are lots of others that share that water, not just Cape Town, the city of Cape Town and its users. I guess we lack the space in our catchments to put another dam in. I can't think of another area where we could put a large dam in that would be worth it in the long run in terms of the investment. And if we go back to the 90s, the one place where a dam was considered was called the Palmit 2 scheme, and that area is in the Kuchelberg Biosphere Reserve. And many people fought very hard, including our former minister, Minister Khader Asmal at the time, for breaks on building new dams. He at that time was chairperson of the World Dams Commission. And that is the one area that was earmarked. And I must admit, it's raised it's that debate around where to put a dam again, coming back to that same area. It's a biosphere reserve, so hopefully it's untouchable. And the point I made in the article is, can we manage our dams better? And if we haven't reached the maturity in understanding how much water needs to be or can be released, that still retains and manages the ecosystem of the river, then maybe we've got to be careful about calling for another dam to be put in place.
That's a very diplomatic way of saying maybe, just maybe, we haven't learned how to manage our dams and water resources as efficiently and well as we should.
Well, I think that, yes, call it diplomatic, but I think one of the difficulties is that managing a dam is a lot harder than we think, particularly if the information and feedback of what is happening to the state and the condition of the river, which is why I mentioned the Berg River, because there are parts of it that are permanently what we call hypertrophic. In other words, there's so much nutrients in that water, it will probably never recover to its, to any original state, and very difficult to restore. And the problem is that the information of what's going on further down the river, even rising levels of salt in the Berg River, are not getting back to the managers of the dam further upstream. They're involved in trying to keep the storage there rather than trying to understand what's happening to the amount of water that they can and should be releasing to the Berg River.
Which then raises the point that was made by Jason in a voice note about 20 minutes ago, that when there's an overflow of water in any dam, it's not wasted. You're not wasting water that runs into the ocean. You're actually managing an ecosystem downstream.
Sure, indeed. And I think there's no such thing as waste water. We've got to look at water that productively feeds these ecosystems. But of course, it's difficult. And for instance, the Berg River, there are two months during the winter months now in 2018 when no water is released from that dam. In other words, we were in such a crisis that the managers had to take this position, let's rather fill up these dams rather than release water into the river. And so this real difficulty and the challenge, I guess, of managing stored water for meeting our other needs and the needs of the river then and the ecosystems get neglected.
It's an important conversation. Thank you very much, Dr. Kevin Winter, lead researcher for the Future Water Institute at the University of Cape Town.